بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, if there is a person who would like to establish a school, he will build the building, he will prepare everything for this school. He tried to bring the good teachers and to make everything ready, like the book, like the desk, like everything he need in this school. And at the end, he wants the student to succeed. He wants the student to be in a good situation. He wants the student to learn. Of course, students, some of them will work hard, will learn, will graduate, will be physician, will be engineer, will be businessman, will be workers, technical workers, everything, all types of people. And some of them will not. Some of them will do bad. Some of them will fail in the school. This is an example. This is an example, and this example is very suitable to our case. Allah Azza wa Jal created us as a human and prepared to us this earth and put us in this earth as a school. School to learn in this school how to be happy in this life and in the next life. This school is to learn how to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, how to elevate, how to upgrade our understanding, our feeling, our spirit. And this is the meaning of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The meaning of the Lord of the world is the educator, the teacher, the one who teach us and help us and educate us and elevate us. Elevate us not to be like animal, because in the human there is a part like animal, and in a human there is a reason which elevate him more and more, and there is a spirit which is connect with the Lord. So Allah Azza wa Jal put the human in this earth and prepare the school for everything. Put in this earth whatever we want: food, eating, animals, enjoyment, treatment, everything, nature, fruit, food, everything Allah Azza wa Jal provide, and also provide us with mind. And he ask always to use our mind. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. So walk, move in the earth and look how Allah start the creation. So we need science to look to the mountain, to look to the skies. That mean we need all type of science: physics, chemistry, geography, nature, all these. We need all of these to understand how Allah Azza wa Jal start the creation. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us what we need from the materials, from the subject. He sent to us the teachers, the prophet and the messengers, and the people who acting and move and try to do the same as the prophet and messenger in teaching the human and teaching the people. Why? To be ready to the next stage. We have two important stage. We have the stage before death and the stage after death. After this, it will be another life. It will be completely different rules. It will be completely something for the people who graduate from the first level. And it's normal when someone study in college, when he graduate and he go to hospital, he go to factory, he go to something else. He was reading about these in the book, but now he is in this. And this is the situation to the next. To the next life, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in Surah Qaf. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. This is Qaf 22, Surah Qaf 22. the number of Surah Qaf is 50. So it's 50-22. Allah Azza wa Jal said, you were centrally in unmindless. You don't care. You are in the unseen. But now we have removed from you cover. So your side this day is sharp. It's like the iron. We said this in Arabic. If someone very strong, we said like iron, iron lady, iron. So now your vision you see is like that. You see everything. Before that, you see what only your eye can see. But now we remove the cover. And this is in the next life. Allah Azza wa Jal prepare us. And Allah Azza wa Jal give us everything in the Quran. ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء. We didn't miss anything in this book. Everything you need to this life and to the next life. Everything you need to be always happy and to have endless of happiness in this life and in the next life. And this is will be through connect to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this connection will be through ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I didn't create the jinn and the ins except to connect to Allah. How they connect? Through ibadah. And when they connect to Allah, now they connect to the source of beauty. Now they connect to the source of nur. Now they connect to the source of knowledge. Now they connect to the source for everything good. And there is another connection. There is another connection in life, and Allah give us the freedom of this. You can connect to Satan, to devil, and he is the source of everything bad. He is the source of devilness, and you can connect and take. This is the ability exists. But after you graduate from the earth, if you connect to the devil, you need to go to hell. You will choose to go to hell. It's this end. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book. It's enough. You will judge yourself. You will see the reality of your spirit. How is ugly, how is bad. And the other people, they will see that they are full of nur and they will continue the mission and they will be in the paradise. And you know what they will have in the paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal give us everything in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal put to us lessons, wisdom in the Quran to understand, to follow, and told us about the way, as-sirat al-mustaqim. It is the straight way you need in your life. The straight way, and not to exit to the other ways of the stray people and the people who get the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, and told us that the stories of the Prophet and messengers and good people will be your leader, will be your example, will be your role model. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Yusuf, Ayah 111. And the number of Surah Yusuf is 12. So it's 12-111. And it's the last Ayah in Surah Yusuf. And always the last ayah in the surah has a lot of power, has a lot of meaning, has a lot, especially the starting and the ending. Starting and ending is very special. And maybe one time we will go through the starting and the ending of the surah in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the ayah number 111 in Surah Yusuf, لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. There was certainly in their stories lessons. In their stories there are lessons. The stories of the Prophet, the story of messengers, there are lessons for those of understanding. Really, The translation said for those of understanding, really Ulul Albab is more than this. Ulul Albab is more than this. And now we will explain a little bit Ulul Albab. Let us continue the ayah and then we will explain the meaning of Ulul Albab. So, there was certainly in their stories a lesson for those of understanding. Never was the Quran a narration invented, but a confirmation of what was before it and detailed explanation of all things and guidance and mercy for a people who believe. So, لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. In the stories of the prophet and messengers and in their biography, there are a great lessons. There are a great wisdom. But to whom? To whom? It's to the people of Ulul Albab. Who are Ulul Albab? Ulul Albab are a group of the religious people, a group of the people who has two wings. For this reason, they fly. They have the wings of high understanding, high level of thinking, high level of wisdom. And this is by using the experience, by using their reason, by using everything around them. And at the same time, they have high level of spirituality. They have high level of... So, Ulul Albab, who has high level of understanding and high level of spirituality. And this is how Allah Azza wa Jal described them in Surah Al Imran. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the creation of the earth and the heaven and the difference between the night and day, signs, there are signs. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for the people of الْأَلْبَابِ, أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And I prefer to use أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, not to use the understanding, because as I said, this understanding gives 10% of the meaning of أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The sign to the people of أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Who are أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ? الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. Those people make ذكر always. Oh, Sheikh, can we make ذكر always? Yes. This is one attitude of أولو الألباب. How can we get this? You can get this through making ذكر. Sit down for half an hour, for an hour, every day. Follow yourself, continue yourself. And when you stand up and move in your life, you try to make your heart making dhikr. You focus on your heart when you wake up, when you sleep, and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to gift this and to gift you this gifted until He make your heart making dhikr always. And this is when you are standing or sitting or laying, your heart is making dhikr. And this is what Sayyida Aisha, Hadrat Aisha, described the Prophet that he was sleeping but his heart is waking up. Of course, the physical heart is waking up. The physical heart doesn't sleep. He always bump the blood in the body, receive the blood and bump the blood. And also the spiritual heart for Ulul Albab doesn't sleep. The spiritual heart receive the nur and bump the nur. So يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. Aisha said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينام ولا ينام قلبه. The religious people don't understand what is the meaning of this. Yes, because his heart making dhikr. He was sleeping, but his heart doesn't sleep. And this is what Prophet Muhammad said about, not only about himself, about all the prophets and messengers. And he said, نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. We, the group of prophets, sleep, but our hearts doesn't sleep. Okay, this is 100%. But what about me? What about you? You can deal with this. You can make dhikr before you sleep, until you sleep. And when you get up, you feel your heart making sleep. That means your heart making sleep all the night when you are sleeping. If you cannot get everything, don't leave everything. Get how much you get. Prophets and messengers, Prophet Muhammad is 100%. But that doesn't mean you cannot be 20, 30, 70, 60, 80. You know, it's open. It's open. We try. We will not reach the 100. We will not reach the level of the Prophet. But we can move in the same way. We can be in the same Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if we aren't, that means we are in a bad situation. So we should be in the same way. We should be in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً there are in their stories and biography lessons to whom? To Uli al-Albab, those who making dhikr, those who has this wake-up heart. Some people who I taught them al-dhikr, they told me, if I didn't make dhikr at the start, at the beginning of the morning, I feel all my day fog. I feel all my mind is not clear until I make dhikr. I said, yes, because dhikrullah is the oxygen for your spirit. If I stop the oxygen from you, how you will feel for your body? But the people don't feel this when they didn't make dhikr, because most of the heart are in the death situation. It is not a life heart. But if you have a life heart, you cannot live without mentioning and make dhikr to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ And they think in the creation of the heaven and the earth. So Ulul Albab has these two. And Allah said here that in the Prophet's story, there is wisdom, there is lessons to those people of Ulul Albab. And also, it's proof, everything between your hand, Prophet Muhammad. What's happening to you with your people? What's happening to you? How you are suffering? How they deny you? All of these in the stories of the prophets and messengers. And وَتَفْصِيلِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ And explanation for everything. And explanation, elaboration for everything. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًا Guidance. رَحْمَةً Mercy. لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ For believer people. You see now it is guidance, mercy to the believer people, but it's a great lesson to the people of high level of spirituality and understanding, Ulul Albab. In this way, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, you need to understand the story of the prophets. You need to understand the biography of prophets and to know what's happening to them. Why? To avoid the same destiny. Why to know what is good and what is bad? Why to continue your trip on the straight way? We reach in the biography and stories of the Prophet, the story of Prophet Salih, alayhi salam, and we go through the ayat in the Quran. We go through Surah Al-A'raf, Hud, Al-Hijr, Al-Shu'ara, Al-Naml, Al-Qamar. We go through all this in details. And after that, Allah mentioned the story of Salih and his people Thamud through some ayat in little details, and in the other like Al-Isra, Fussilat, Al-Dhariyat, Al-Haqa, Al-Fajr, Al-Shams, and then he just mentioned this ayat in some other surah like At-Tawbah, Ibrahim, Al-Hajj, Al-Furqan, Al-Ankabut, Sad, Ghafir, Qaf, Al-Najm, Al-Buruj, and we will try to go through all of these rapidly to take the wisdom, to take the lesson, to understand what Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to tell us through these ayat in the Quran. We reach Surah Al-Isra. Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 59. Surah Al-Isra number 1759. And Allah Azza wa Jal said that وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا And nothing has prevented us from sending signs, from sending miracles to the people, except that the former peoples denied them. The former people denied them. And we gave Thamud the she-camel as a visible sign. But they wronged her. They slaughtered her. And we send not the sign except as a warning. So Allah Azza wa Jal sent to us many type of signs. There are a sign around you in everything. In everything, there is a sign pointed to the Creator, pointed to Allah. Everything around you, everything in our body, everything in the nature, everything in the creation, every trees, every drop of water, every atom, every virus, every cell in our body, all of that are signs. So, but there are some miracles Allah Azza wa Jal give to the Prophet. But this, the last one was the miracles of Al-Fil. When Abraha came to invade Mecca and Allah sent, and all of us, we know the surah of Al-Fil. And Allah Azza wa Jal make the miracles in different way in the age of the Prophet. The miracles in the age of the Prophet should be to the end of the life. The miracles at the time of the Prophet, the other Prophet, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, it is for limited geographical point. It is for limited people. For this thing, this sign will be useful to those, but it will be useless to the other people who didn't see these miracles. But Allah Azza wa Jal keep to us the endless miracles around us. The miracles we can see in our eye and in our mind. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal said, we will not send more miracles, because if the people didn't accept this, Allah will destroy them. And this is what will happen for the other nation. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoid his nation from this and avoid his people from this punishment. And many times the angels ask him to give them the permission to punish the people who stand against him and torture him and stop him from his da'. But he be patient until he would like them to come to be Muslim and to carry this da'wah ila Allah Azza wa Jal. So, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ. Allah didn't send the ayat because the people deny this ayat. But no one can deny the sun in the middle of the sky. No one can deny the moon. No one can deny endless of galaxies and stars walking in an orbit around the cosmos. But Allah Azza wa Jal give us an example for this, how he sent the she-camel and how they kill and slaughter the she-camel. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. And now we will move to Surah Fussilat. Surah Fussilat, ayah number 17. Fussilat is 41:17. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهَوْنِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And as for Thamud, we guided them. Allah guide all of us. What is the meaning of this? Not for us, not force us to guide. No, Allah guide us that he give all the humanity what they need to know Allah. Give all the humanity what they need to worship Allah. So Allah give us the reason, give us what we need to the guidance. So Allah Azza wa Jal guided Thamud, and not Thamud, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. And someone said, oh, but the guidance from Allah. Yes. And Allah give us what we need. And if we use what Allah Azza wa Jal gave to us for guidance and go in the way of guidance, now Allah will provide us more and more guidance. And we have to ask him more and more guidance. I hope this idea is clear, because a lot of people misunderstanding for this point. And that we said, okay, for this reason, oh, may Allah guide him. No, he should start. He should walk in the way of guidance. He should use what Allah gave to him. If you give someone, he said, oh, I am hungry. And you give him a sandwich and he didn't eat a sandwich. Will you give him the second sandwich? No. You need to, when he eat the first sandwich and he said, okay, I need more, now you will give him more. But if he didn't, or he threw the sandwich away, will you give him the second sandwich? Allah gave us many reasons to guidance. Allah gave us everything we need for guidance. So if you use what Allah gave to us, Allah will increase us. الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. This is what Allah said in the Quran. The people who guided to Allah, we will increase their guidance. When you stand up in front of your Lord and you said, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, from your heart, from your exist, and you feel you need, and you ask, Allah will give you more and more guidance. But if you stand and you said, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and you think about the way to the supermarket or to the way to the garden or to the way to your business, he will guide you to the way of your business or to the way of your garden. You know, it's according to what you ask. Everyone asks what he wants and what he need. But to say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم and your mind in somewhere else, it will not fit. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the way to you, to understand you, to be close to you. وأما ثمود فهديناهم, we guided them as we guided all the creation. And also Allah give the guidance to the Satan, but he refused, he chose the other way. وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى. And as for ثمود, we guided them, but they preferred blindness over guidance. This is the problem. The people who didn't go in the way of guidance, they prefer the blindness over guidance. Everyone go in the other way, and when he choose to go to the way of guidance, Allah will help him. But if he choose the way of blindness, Allah will push him. Allah will give him what he wants. And as for Thamud, we guided them, but they preferred blindness over guidance. So the thunderbolt of humiliating punishment seized them for what they used to earn. For this reason, the strike took them. The thunder, the strike. And you know what? How Allah Azza wa Jal punish Thamud, it mentioned in many separate situations in the Quran. But all of them is adjective to the strike. It was a strike. But sometimes Allah said, sayha, cry, shout. Sometimes he said, taghiya, which is very abnormal. So it's a strike. But this strike is special strike. It is not normal strike. You know, and this is the greatest thing about Allah Azza wa Jal. We drink the water. We enjoy the water. We swim in the water. But if Allah would like to punish us, He will change the water to great weapon. And it will be a flood. And it will be taken the houses and the people will drown in it. We enjoy the air. But when Allah angry with us, He will change the air into hurricanes, destroy everything. And also when we watch the strike, it is very limited. But if Allah make it wide, this strike will destroy a city, will destroy a village, will destroy. So when we saw any of these phenomena, we have to ask Allah His mercy. We have to thank Allah that this not coming to us as it coming to the people of Thamud, as it coming to the people nowadays. We didn't saw what's happening to Thamud, but we saw what's happening every day. We saw in the YouTube, we saw in the social media, everything about what's happening every day. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. And ayah number 18 from Surah Fussilat, وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And the people said, oh, Sheikh, always you are talking about this difficult thing, about suffering, about punishment. No. And also, Allah survived the believer and who protect themselves. But we have to be honest. We have to know the truth Furthermore, is the truth is tough, and we don't want to follow the lyings and the what is false. Furthermore, it's sometimes sweet. It's sometimes sweet. If you deceive someone, he will be happy. But if you told him the truth, he will be angry. No, we need the truth. The truth that the people who are not on the way of Allah, Allah will punish them sooner or later. And Allah will save the believer and will save the people who protect themselves from the punishment of Allah. وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Ayah number 19 in Surah Fussilat. At that day, Allah's enemies will be gathered towards the fire, so they will be kept under control. So who will be in fire? The enemies of Allah. What is the meaning, the enemies of Allah? The enemies of Allah are the enemies of Nur, the enemies of wisdom, the enemies of everything good, the enemies of real beauty. This is the enemies of Allah, the enemies of everything you love in your life as a good and as a righteous. So the enemies of Allah only will be in the Jahannam. The enemies of truth, this is the reality. Some people said, oh, why people go to Jahannam? Why Allah put people in Jahannam? No, they choose to be in Jahannam. They choose to be in the way of Jahannam, and they choose the way of Jahannam. Hatta idha ja'uha, ayah number 20, until when they came to Jahannam, and they will keep denying. Did you do this? No, I didn't. I didn't do this. I didn't. But at the end, when they come to Jahannam, and when Allah asks them, and they try to keep denying, Allah will close their mouths, and their hearing, their seeing, their skin will be witness to them, until when they will come to it, their ears and their eyes and their skins will testify against them about what they used to do. They will witness to them about what they used to do. After that, we will move to Surah Al-Dhariyat. Surah Al-Dhariyat, ayah number 43. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَفِي ثَمُودَ إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّى حِينَ. And in Thamud, when it was said to them, enjoy yourself for a time. Enjoy yourself for a time. All this life. This sentence is not only for Thamud. It is for everyone. Enjoy for a while. This is life. This dunya is for a while. This dunya has expiration date. Like any food, there is expiration date. And there is expiration date for this dunya. So enjoy it. Yes. But enjoy the dunya in the way of Allah. Enjoy the dunya. The difference between the rejecter and the believer, both of them eat the apple. But the believer, when he eat the apple, he say, oh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By the name of Allah. Oh, Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. You gave me this apple. Thank you, Allah. You gave me this enjoyment. It is the same. It's allowed for you and for him to enjoy. But some, the first one accept and thanks Allah. The other one deny and reject, and he didn't do anything. So the person who enjoys something and thanks Allah, this enjoyment will continue to the next life. But the one who enjoy and deny what Allah Azza wa Jal gave to him, he will be enjoying for a short time. So وَفِي ثَمُودَ إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّى حِينَ. Enjoy for a while. فَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. Then they rebelled against the command of their Lord. So the thunderbolt of divine punishment seize them while they were looking on. So the strike took them, and it was a surprise to them, until they couldn't remove their sight. You understand how much it's difficult, it's ugly, it's sudden. Not to turn their face, not to close their eyes. They couldn't close their eye. They were, because it was a strike. You have to close your eyes. But because it is very surprised, very strong, very ugly, they couldn't move their sight. وَهُمْ يَنظُرُونَ, and they were looking. They shouldn't. When the people of the Lut, the angels told him, and don't look and you're behind. Why? Because if you look and you will lost your eye. It is unbelievable. So don't look. Just go on. Just go forward. So فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مِنْ قِيَامٍ, so they couldn't move. Ayah number 45. And they were unable to arise, neither able to stand. They couldn't move. They couldn't stand. They couldn't move their eye. They couldn't close their eye. How much is easy just to close your eye? So this is give us how much the punishment was. How was the punishment was difficult, and how was the punishment was severe. For this, always it's our choice. It's the choice not only for us, it is for us and for the people around us. So for this reason, we have to understand, we have to increase, we have to use the time of our age, the time of our life. This is the precious thing we have. We have to use every minute, we have to use every second. If you are laying, you can make dhikr in your heart. If you are walking, if you are waiting, if you are driving, don't waste your time. May Allah give all of us khair and barakah and afiyah. May Allah make us from the people of Ulul Albab. May Allah help us the lessons and the wisdom behind the story of the prophets and messengers in the Quran. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Two days ago, sister of our brother Saqib and brother Salman passed away, so we will ask Allah mercy to her soul, and also mention her in our dua. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك, ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.